The legend of Papa Bois, the original hunter. Crick crack, monkey breaky back. Time ago, in the days before Papa Bois became protector of the animals, he was known as the greatest hunter in the whole world. He was so great, he could go into the forest day or night with only a walking stick and bring back enough meat to feed his whole village for a month or more. Of course, stories about Papa Bois travel to neighboring villages, and from neighboring villages across the seas. He was a legend, and his village was respected throughout the land. But over the years, the people of his village became careless and boastful. One dry season day, when the hills were smoking from the heat, Papa Bois had to go deep into the forest to hunt. And while he was gone, strangers from a faraway land reached his village. They carried long metal sticks, huge sacks, and wide grins. The villagers welcomed the strangers warmly. They gave them water to drink and food to eat. And of course, talk soon turned to Papa Bois. And of course, the villagers started to boast. He can trap a cougar with a thought. He can snare a deer with a stare. He can blood a boar with a blow. He is Papa Bois, the hunter, the original hunter. He is Papa Bois, the hunter, the original hunter. Well, the strangers listened to the stories and rubbed their hands together excitedly. We could be the richest men in the world, they whispered to each other, if we get this Papa Bois to hunt for us. And they listened to the stories even harder and grinned even wider. The day wore on. Afternoon turned to evening, and the villagers were in very high spirits from all their boasting. So when the strangers opened up the huge sacks and took out three jugs of a strange steaming brew, the villagers were bold enough to try some. They never tasted drink so potent before, but they drank as if they were thirsty. And in no time, they was all drunk. All except, of course, for the strangers. And before night could fall, they had all dropped into a deep, deep sleep. Except, of course, for the strangers. No, the strangers were wide awake. They reached into their sacks again, and this time they pulled out long coiling ropes. Going from one sleeping figure to the next, the strangers tied all the villagers together. Then, pulling and heaving, they carried the villagers out of the village and down the road to a big wooden box that they had hidden among the tall bushes. The strangers piled the sleeping villagers into the box and closed the heavy lid. Then they ran back to the village to wait for Papa Bois. Soon enough, Papa Bois returned, carrying 8 large deer on his head, 12 calf on his mighty shoulders, and 7 maniku and 9 guinea fowl in each hand. Greetings, greetings, my people, greetings, my people. But there was no reply. So he flung the many carcasses down by the fading fire and called again. Greetings, my people. The hills was burning like the sun, and I am thirsty. Bring me a cool drink. The village remained still and quiet. Not even a dog barked. Then, from the mist of the dusty twilight, the strangers showed themselves. They pointed their long metal sticks at Papa Bois and laughed. Ha ha! Papa Bois, you have returned. Where are my people? Papa Bois demanded. The strangers laughed again. Your people will be safe, they scoffed, so long as you hunt for us. At them words, Papa Bois took a step forward, ready to fight them all. But the strangers jerked their metal sticks back, and a hot spark brushed Papa Bois' cheek, and a loud bang echoed through the empty village. Papa Bois stopped, shocked. Roughly, the strangers pushed him to his knees. Then they tied the greatest hunter by his foot to a banana tree. And for that whole night, Papa Bois had to crouch under the banana tree and watch the strangers roast his meat and drink the wine and argue about the money they was going to make. It wasn't until morning dawned that the strangers finally fell asleep. So, by the time they had untied Papa Bois, the sun was high in the sky and the breeze over the hills was hot. "Now, hunt for us," they commanded. "Bring meat, and we heard you are fast, so go and be back before the embers cool, or you will never see your people again." Papa Bois ran off into the hills without a word. Within an hour, he was back with 5 bush pig, 3 lap, and a large agouti, and the strangers cheered and laughed. "Hunt, hunt, hunt," they said, "but be back in the same time, or else." 6 times Papa Bois went up into the hills. 6 times he returned with plenty game. But on his 7th trip into the bush, Papa Bois passed closer to the road than before. And this time, beneath the noises of the forest, he could hear a sad, sad song. "We was tricked, woe is me. We was waylaid, woe is me. Shaming we eye, shorn of we pride, suffering we cry, woe is me. Oh, save us, oh, hear us, oh, find us, woe is me. We was tricked, woe is me. We was waylaid, woe is me." Papa Bois followed the lilting chant hopefully, and hidden under the tall grass, he found the large wooden box. With one arm, Papa Bois lifted the heavy lid, and there inside were all the villagers. "My people," he cried, and they all looked up and shouted for joy. "Papa Bois, joy and happiness, Papa Bois, bring us freedom, Papa Bois, come to save us, oh Papa Bois. Papa Bois, joy and happiness, Papa Bois, bring us freedom, Papa Bois, come to save us, oh Papa Bois." But same time, up the road, Papa Bois could hear footsteps. Quickly, quietly, he shut the heavy box and ran swift as a deer into the forest. That night, as Papa Bois cleaned his day's catch, he hid all the animal skins in the shadows behind his hut. And when the strangers tied him to the tree again, he put a stick between the rope and his ankle so that he could make his escape. And again the strangers drank the wine and roasted meat and talked about the riches they were going to get. And again Papa Bois watched from under the banana tree. But this time, when the strangers fell asleep, Papa Bois freed his foot from the rope and crept quietly round to the back of his hut. As fast as he could, Papa Bois gathered the animal skins into his arms and ran down the road to the wooden box. In the light of the full moon, he shoved the heavy lid of the box to the ground and untied all the villagers. One by one, the villagers climbed out of the box, and one by one, Papa Bois slipped the animal skins over them. Boar and bear, deer and oxen, agouti and goat. And in single file, they hurried into the forest. But then, bang! A loud noise echoed through the trees. Papa Bois and the villagers stopped. They could hear the strangers chasing through the bushes behind them. "Wait," Papa Bois whispered. But the villagers panicked and scattered, scampering away like the animals of their skins. Ox and ocelot, leopard and lap, guinea fowl and manicou. By the time the next bang rang through the dark trees, Papa Bois was standing alone. "My people," he called softly. But close behind him, the strangers were coming. Quickly, he jumped into a big bamboo patch and pulled a large deerskin over his legs. The strangers from faraway land beat the bushes with their long metal sticks. Right past the bamboo patch they went. The lamps glowed in the darkness, but they never saw the greatest hunter standing among the long spears. Rain began to fall. Papa Bois watched the strangers vanish into the mist. The next day, Papa Bois climbed sadly out of the bamboo patch. His legs felt stiff and heavy, and looking down, he realized that what were once strong, manly legs were now the legs of a large deer. Bellowing sadly, Papa Bois began to roam the forest in search of the villagers. He searched high and he searched low, over river and through mangrove, highest hills and deepest valleys. But he could not find them. He would see a deer run by and call out, but it wouldn't stop. Or he would see a guinea fowl tiptoeing out from under a bush. But when he greeted it, it would just cluck and flutter away. By the end of the day, Papa Bois was very tired and very, very lonely. He climbed back among the bamboo stalks, and as night fell, he carved himself a flute of bamboo. Then he began to play. And as he played, all the animals of the forest gathered to listen. Papa Bois could see tears in their eyes, and taking the flute from his lips, he sighed. My people, are you my people? All my people? Well, now you are. And from this day on, I will never hunt again. I will only play this flute to soothe you and to warn you too of any danger from hunters or strangers from faraway lands. And then he put his flute back into his mouth and continued to play. And that is how the original hunter came to be the protector of the animals. And it is said that if you go into the bush with a keen ear and a pure heart, you can still hear Papa Bois playing his flute under the whispering gossip of the wind. Wire Ben, Tori, end.